Today we are talking about a book called A Salute to Max Angus, Tasmanian Painter, by Alison Alexander. Now, if people know art would recognise both of those names, but I've never heard of either of them. So tell us a bit more.
I will indeed. Alison Alexander is a historian based in Hobart, and she's written a number of very well-regarded books on Tasmanian history. She's also, for a very long time, had an interest in Tasmanian art. And about 4 years ago, she published a book on a Tasmanian watercolourist by the name of Patricia Giles, which, if you're into art, it's required reading. Well, one of Patricia Giles's best mates and probably major collaborator in crime, for want of a better way of putting it, was Max Angus. Max Angus and Patricia Giles were just fantastically gifted watercolourists. And Max Angus probably had a higher profile than Patricia Giles, but their landscape watercolours of Tasmania just take your breath away. They just captured the essence of Tasmania's scenery and landscape.
The name that jumps out at me as a Tasmanian watercolour landscape painter is Nigel Lazenby, of course. So are they in the same sort of ilk as he's considered?
Well, coming from a slightly different era, but yeah, certainly very similar styles of beautiful paintings of Tasmania scenery. And Lazenby would certainly be in a similar style to them, and but just of a slightly newer era.
Mm. Well, yeah. I love his work, so it sounds like I'd probably like these as well.
Oh, look, I'm sure you would. Max Angus grew up in Hobart through the 1920s and 30s. His formal training was actually as a commercial artist. So he was designing posters and murals and pamphlets for various government departments around Hobart.
It pays better than trying to sell the paintings at exhibitions, I believe, sometimes.
Exactly, yeah. But he learnt his skill as a commercial artist, which in some ways the arts fraternity frowned upon. And I don't know why, because the skill was still there. It didn't matter what he was doing. He was just superbly gifted. But his love was watercolour, and his even bigger love than that was Tasmania's landscape. And so for a period of 30-odd years, he had this strange double life of day-to-day, sort of working as a commercial artist, but also pursuing this career as a landscape painter. And boy, oh boy, he did it superbly, superbly well. And they had a group of four or five of them every Sunday would go out painting down in and around Hobart and the wilderness areas that were reasonably easily accessible from Hobart. And he's got the most amazing paintings of Marion Bay and the East Coast and the Tasman Peninsula, and also down into the closer sections of the southwest, and just portraying Tasmania's beauty. And in fact, as one of his commercial works, he actually did the two murals that are in the Tiagara Centre
on the bluff.
And he had an exhibition of his paintings in the old little gallery in Steel Street in 1984, I think it was. So he has had some exposure in the northwest.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away. He was 102 when he passed away.
Goodness.
In 2015 or 16, I think it was. So a huge body of work, but a remarkably interesting life, and deeply involved in the green movement and trying to preserve some of Tasmania's wilderness areas. He was the major facilitator of the historic book on the world of Alagus Tricanus, the very famous Latvian of Latvian descent wildlife photographer who Peter Dombrovskis learnt all his skills from Alagus Tricanus. And then he wrote an extraordinary book on a colonial painter, Simpkinson de Wesselo, who was, and that name doesn't mean a lot to people, widely speaking, but to people who know colonial art, Simpkinson de Wesselo was very, very important. And Max Angus wrote that book, collected all the artwork for it or accessed it, and then combined with a little company in Hobart called the Blubberhead Press to publish a major work.
He would have been a contemporary of John Glover, for example.
Yes. Wesselow would have been maybe just a little bit after John Glover, but certainly in that colonial period. Yeah. So this new book by Alison Alexander is a wonderful tribute to the work of Max Angus and all his other interests. And he had a lot of other things besides just his painting. He was a multifaceted man, and it's really good that 40 Degrees South have published or have organised the publication of this book. It's been done in a beautifully bound hardcover with the most fantastic dust jacket on it, with a colour photograph of Max Angus painting with his little outdoor paint set on the beach at Lake Pedder.
Wow. The original Lake Pedder?
The original Lake Pedder.
Yeah. Wow.
And there's in the background of this photo, on the front cover, there's a section of the very dramatic hills behind Lake Pedder. And Max Angus was very well known. He was a very, very dapper dresser, and he always wore a beret. And this photo has him on the beach at Lake Pedder with his paint set, complete with beret.
Yeah, and I think now that you've mentioned the beret, it does start to ring bells. Yeah.
And just sitting beside him is a very charred Billy, and he's obviously come from a campsite somewhere, and I dare say the Billy's got a bit of extra water where he needs it to do his painting.
Wow.
It's a fantastic photograph, and it really adds something to the actual. The whole book is just beautifully done, and as I say, this front illustration is just perfect.
To me, it sounds like you don't necessarily need to be interested in art to enjoy this book. You just need to love Tasmania.
Yeah, look, you've summed it up really well. That was really Max's passion, Tasmania. And, yes, for anyone who's interested in Tasmania and a microcosm of Tasmanian history through the 1900s through to into the early 2000s, this is a really interesting look at Tasmania and the way it developed. Yeah.
Terrific, Tim. Thanks for sharing that with us, as always. I'll catch up with you next week for another Book of the Week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Martin.